Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. There appears to be a political element in recent shootings at the homes of four New Mexico political figures.
39-year-old Solomon Pena is accused of paying four men to shoot at the homes of four Democratic politicians, two county commissioners, and a pair of state senators, Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller.
They were dangerous attacks not only to these individuals, but fundamentally also to democracy.
He previously served 7 years in prison after taking part in so-called smash-and-grab robberies at big-box retail stores. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
In Central California, six people have been shot to death, including a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby. Police looking for at least two suspects. More California news.
The White House says President Biden will travel to California Thursday to see parts of the Central Coast that have been hit by severe storms. The flooding rains and mudslides have been ongoing for the last 3 weeks, and the president is set to meet with first responders and local leaders to assess what additional federal support is needed. Already, Mr. Biden declared a major disaster in the state. The weather has caused an estimated $1 billion in damage.
Correspondent Matt Piper, California forecasts do show some relief soon. White House is much less talkative on the subject of those sensitive documents that have been found at the president's private home and an old office. Correspondent Adriana Diaz was the first to report this story, and she is still on it.
We spoke to Mike Morrell, the former acting director of the CIA, and he told us something really interesting. He said top-level officials have a lot of leeway when it comes to taking classified documents home. Presidents can take them home, vice presidents can take them home, and no one is keeping track of what they take, where they have it, when they're bringing things back.
The nation marked Martin Luther King Day with ceremonies recalling the late civil rights icon. Deanna Woods was at one in Dallas.
The work that Dr. King did allows me the opportunity to be able to come out here and just be a part of the community and live out his legacy, live out his dream.
President Biden attended a King event in Washington. There's little hope of finding survivors of a plane crash in the Himalayas. There were 72 people aboard that plane that went down in Nepal.
More than 350 people have been killed in air accidents since 2000. But this crash is its worst civil aviation disaster in 30 years.
Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer. It'll be a public memorial service for Lisa Marie Presley next weekend at Graceland, the famed Memphis home of her late father, Elvis Presley. Lisa Marie Presley died last Thursday. And the film world mourns one of the best-known European movie stars of the post-World War II era. Gina Lola Brigida was big in Hollywood, too. She has died in Rome. She was 95 years old. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, man. Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Most reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Thank you for joining us today during your lunch hour, unless you aren't working today, which a lot of people are not.
My husband's off.
I think most of the people in my life are off, but I am here. You are here, and we are going to have a great show.
Absolutely.
We are having a great show.
Yes, we are.
But for this hour, I thought we'd spend some time talking about Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King Day, some of the reflections about him, some things you maybe didn't know, some things happening around at least this area. If there's things happening around your area that you want to promote, 844-967-2789. But as we said, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is a federal holiday. And, you know, it's meant to reflect on the civil rights leader's legacy of equality and social justice. But it's also the only federal holiday designated by Congress as a national day of service. Did you know that?
I didn't.
It's the only one. And so, because a lot of people have today off, the people are encouraged to spend the day doing something to help their community or have a positive impact on other people. And so at least for Mike and I today are going to do give blood.
Oh, good for you.
So our friends over at New Barons Brewing down in the Harbor District are doing a blood drive today. And so we're doing that later today.
But that's great.
I often feel like sometimes it's, I wouldn't know on a whim sometimes what to do for a day of service. There's so many, I mean, it's almost like an overwhelm, right? Of like, where do you start if you're like, I want to do something. And so what do you have a go-to as far as volunteering or something that you feel like,
but it's just
touches it, in the things that you care about that you're like, this is, if I were to volunteer, this is what I like doing.
It's just hard to jump into something like that for one day.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to volunteer at the Humane Society, but I can't show up tomorrow, you know, later this afternoon and say, I'm here for you. What do you want me to do? It just doesn't work like that with a lot of organizations. So it can be as simple as picking up garbage in your own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really simple things.
Which is with the extra tall order here today because it is raining.
It is raining.
But I think on a random day, picking up garbage is a good thing. But yeah, if you have ideas for either today or I think in general, kind of what are some good, you don't need training, because I think sometimes there's certain really good organizations that sometimes volunteers are more work than help because you have to train them.
Sure.
There's certain processes and there's certain stuff that it doesn't always, volunteers don't necessarily plug in well, or even as we were talking about, last week with the Ronald McDonald House. And the volunteers there, I would imagine that there's some kind of training or program that you have to go through, or even background checks if you're going to be in the house with these families and stuff. And so I would love to know, what are some simple ideas that you have as far as if you're going to spend a day doing service or trying to make a small impact, what are some easy things that you can plug into and be a part of? So if you have ideas on that, 844-967-2789, give us a call or a text, and we will read those suggestions on air. But
I'm sure across the state there is programming that's happening for today. But one of the things I thought sounded really interesting and something that you can do from anywhere because it's online is Something to Say, which is a program to encourage conversations about racism. So Race and Faith and the Jewish Community Relations Council of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation are collaborating to celebrate King's legacy with an online learning experience over the King holiday weekend. So it's called Something to Say, and it's a self-guided learning course that recognizes the power of families to influence change and encourage conversations about racism. So that this year's course is expanded to include anti-Semitism due to the rise of white nationalism and hate crimes against Jewish people. But the online learning experience includes a video, discussion guides, and opportunities to engage with others, followed by an intergenerational online panel and discussion. So I thought that sounded good because you don't necessarily have to, because this show reaches a lot of different parts of the state.
Yeah.
And since it's online, so you can find out more about the streaming options at raceandfaith.org. So that's and spelled out, not the symbol.
Right.
But I thought that sounded like a good thing that you can do from anywhere. And so I think there's other things going around in Milwaukee. I saw some things happening in Madison, but obviously like a day to remember and a day to celebrate. And one of the things I saw this morning, which I loved, from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is there is an essay contest. And I guess this is an annual essay contest.
This is a pretty big deal, I think.
Yeah. And so it's fourth through 12th grade. And so it's different. It's five different categories. So it's fourth and fifth graders, sixth graders, seventh and eighth graders, ninth and 10th graders, and then 11th and 12th graders in different categories. And students all over Milwaukee submit their essay as a reflection of Martin Luther King. And in the Journal Sentinel, they published the first through third places for each category. And so they're all really good. So I highly recommend going over to JS Online. And it's the title of the article is "We Didn't Come This Far to Only Come This Far: Martin Luther King Jr. Student Essay Contest Winners Share Visions for Peace." And so you can go read all of them there. But I thought I'd spend some time reading the one that really stood out to me. And so this was first place. His name is Mahogany Hill. It's a girl. Mahogany Hill, fifth grade. And she goes to Samuel Clemens Elementary. And I just love the start. And it's so simple. "Have you ever put a puzzle together? It feels good when all the pieces fit together and the puzzle is complete. However, when pieces are missing, we feel disappointed. This is what's happening in our world today. We have the ability to create the world that Dr. King sacrificed his life for. We have the power to make his dream a reality, but the puzzle pieces that we need to make this happen are missing. We need your puzzle pieces marked peace. We need to get rid of violence of any kind. We must fight for stronger laws against reckless driving, which is causing violence in our streets. We need to stop spending so much money to fight wars and make weapons which kill people. We must not allow people to use their hate-filled words to cause violence against each other. We need your puzzle pieces marked love. It must never be acceptable to live in a world where it is all right to hate or separate anyone because of the color of their skin. It is never all right to hate someone because they are different from us. If love is equally distributed to everyone, peace can be shared. Empathy, acceptance, being the bigger person, and respecting each other are ways that we love each other. We need your puzzle pieces marked collaboration. We will live in a more peaceful world when we start talking and brainstorming together. We can't ignore each other because we don't agree. We must understand why we disagree and find ways to work together for everyone's good. I challenge each person to find their missing puzzle pieces. When we assemble our pieces, we will be closer to having the peace that Dr. King wanted for us all. We didn't come this far to only come this far. Dr. King reminds us that completing our puzzle will not be easy, but he tells us to pick up with our pieces of courage. Every piece, big and small, is needed. Our puzzle for world peace is waiting for your piece." Isn't that so good? It's a fifth grader.
That's really, really well done.
Oh my gosh. This is the metaphor of the puzzles. And she's so cute too. And they have a picture of all of the winners. And There's so, I mean, they're, and they all kind of just kind of take a different angle. Obviously, there's themes throughout all of them of the same themes of Dr. Martin Luther King, of peace and love and
justice.
War and justice and equality. And, but I don't think this is the first time, this is the first year that I read through all of them. I'm not sure I've read through all of them since moving back, but this is such a great, and what a great recognition to be a kid and have your essay in the newspaper.
It just reminds me of the optimism of youth.
Yeah.
It's very hopeful.
It is very hopeful.
And we need that.
But it's also a recognition, I think, when you, especially the little kids. You know, I think high schoolers, you start to become an adult. But of the little kids, of having such awareness of what's going on in their community. Because this has not been a, this has been a hard year in Milwaukee.
Definitely.
And, you know, how much they are aware and how much little kids are just sponges and it's not, it doesn't just go over their head. And them addressing, even the little ones, things that are happening in their neighborhoods and their, and how that conflates with the messaging of Dr. Martin Luther King, this day, and ideally where people's energy is going towards trying to make things a little bit better.
Find your puzzle piece.
Find your puzzle piece. Now I have this like image of all the different puzzle pieces, like named like collaboration and
yeah, me too, right?
And,
empathy,
and empathy, and like they all have to fit together for things to be a little bit better. And you are disappointed when that missing puzzle piece. I'm not a big puzzler, but the couple times if there's a missing puzzle piece, you don't have the gratification of finishing it. Even if you finished it with all the pieces that you have, you're like, ah, that hole, it's missing. So it's not actually done.
It's not complete. But,
all right. Well, when we come back, I found, you know, some facts about Dr. King that maybe you didn't know. Maybe you did know. The biggest one to me is what franchise he was a very big fan of that I didn't know. Because, you know, you'd hear some of the things like his speeches that are overlooked or his work with poor people. And but specifically, you don't
this is a restaurant franchise.
No, a entertainment franchise.
Interesting.
So noodle on that. Do you have any initial guesses of what would have been?
Give me a couple more minutes.
All right. You think about it at home. You think about it. What entertainment series franchise was Dr. King a big fan of that I didn't know until I checked out some little known facts about MLK. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. Stick around for that. When we come back, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little sound bite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 37 overnight under overcast skies with a chance for isolated showers. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for isolated showers tomorrow, high of 39, cloudy. Lows level off around 31 tomorrow night. A dusting of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane Matinere is on the board. We are talking about Dr. King on MLK Day. So do you have any guesses?
I'm going to take a stab and say Star Trek.
Good guess.
Really?
Yeah. So the story is actually really interesting. So this segment, we're going to do some of the little known facts about MLK. This one was really interesting, and it's probably, once you hear the rest of the story, you're like, oh, it makes more sense. So, excuse me if I pronounce any of this wrong. So, Nichelle Nichols.
Yes.
Actress, better known as the original Lieutenant Nyota Uhura?
Uhura.
I'm obviously not a Trekkie. She was in Star Trek, and black actress, black character, and she was once introduced to someone claiming to be her biggest fan, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow.
And she had resigned from her groundbreaking role on Star Trek just days before they met. And they met at an award ceremony. And when she informed Dr. King that she planned to leave the show, she told the Television Academy Foundation that he was adamant that she could not abandon the iconic role. And this is what she said. He said, "For the first time on television, we will be seen as we should be seen every day, as intelligent, quality, beautiful people who can go into space. I just stood there realizing every word he was saying was the truth. At that moment, the world tilted for me." And then she would continue in the role for multiple years.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
It really is. And I had to look up when Star Trek, the original TV series, started. It was in 1966.
So it was right before he died.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a couple of years that it was on the air before he was killed.
So that means she was in the original cast.
Oh, yeah.
Like okay. And I wonder why she would have resigned only after a season or two.
There wasn't enough to do.
Yeah.
As an actor, I mean, all of those peripheral characters, except for Spock and Bones, they didn't get a lot of lines. They weren't big parts of the plot always. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're more of a bit player. So I think as the seasons went on, more of those characters got utilized. But it must have been kind of boring the first season or two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're one of those secondary characters. And
but it's also, I mean, because of the time, it's not like there was a ton of other work.
No,
for
that's
black
true.
Actresses.
I mean, Gene Roddenberry was really visionary.
Yeah.
He really was.
Oh, that's so cool. So I love that story. But then some of the other things, this is only the 37th year we've celebrated Martin Luther King Day. It was 1986. So the year I was born was the first recognition and celebration of Martin Luther King Day. And it wasn't until 2000 that all 50 states actually recognized
it. Oh, I remember that.
So I was too young to. So what was the story there? And who were the states that were holding out? And didn't they get like federal funding? Weren't they basically denied some federal funding until they actually recognized the day?
That might be reasonable to assume. And I would assume, and I don't know this off the top of my head, but I would assume most southern states did not want to recognize MLK Day.
And I don't know. I remember hearing about that it was, you know, there was, but I was so young then, but what the conditions were, what the whole, who, which states were holding out and why, and what pressure was put on them to finally actually recognize the day. But some of the other facts that I thought were interesting. His birth name was Michael King. Did you know that?
Not Martin. No, I did not know that.
He was named after his father, Martin King. But 6 years later, King's father visited Germany and learned about Martin Luther, the leader of the Protestant Reformation. And he said to have been so inspired that he returned home and officially changed both his eldest son's name, his name and his eldest son's name to Martin Luther.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting.
That is.
He was arrested more than 25 times. And so in the 13 years, he was a civil rights leader. He was actually more than, he was arrested 30 times. And largely for misdemeanors and civil protest violations, according to the King Center. And not only that, but he was also survived previous assassinations, which I guess I didn't know. But in 1958, he was approached by a mentally ill woman as he signed copies of his latest book. And the woman verified that he was indeed King before stabbing him with a 7-inch blade.
Wow.
And the doctor said he was a sneeze away from death. But then after he learned that she was mentally ill, he said, "I bear no bitterness toward her," and instead called for her to receive treatment. And then this is also really sad. His mother was also assassinated. Did you know that?
No.
On 1974, 6 years after his assassination, a 23-year-old man shot and killed King's mother, Alberta Williams King, while she was playing the organ during his service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Oh, that's awful.
The shooter was found guilty and sentenced to death. But he was later resentenced to life in prison, in part because the King's family opposition to the death penalty.
Wow. What an amazing amount of grace.
Oh, my God. Well, and this is a fun one that I think she actually, this actress talked about it earlier this year. The King family paid for Julia Roberts' birth. The Julia Roberts. Did you know this?
We've talked about it once before.
I didn't. On the show, we did?
I think we did.
Oh, I don't know if we talked
otherwise,
about it.
I have
seen a video about it of her talking with Gail King, and it went viral this, well, not this year, 2022. But she said, "The King family paid for my hospital bills," which is because her family was in a bit of a jam. And so I think that connection is so wild.
Her parents had some connection with him.
Yeah. But it's one of the tricks that happens to us with learning about the civil rights movement is that it wasn't that long ago. And that the pictures in black and white and how it's represented in history books makes us feel like it was so long ago.
Not that long ago.
But in reality, like, you were alive. You were a kid, but you were alive when most of this was happening.
Well, when he was assassinated, I was 8.
Yes. And so it is a good reminder that within many people's lifetimes who are still alive, this all was going down. So when we come back, a little bit more about the Poor People's Campaign, because I always think that's an interesting part that's overlooked of his legacy. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, say a failed state House candidate conspired to shoot at 4 lawmakers' homes. Police Commander Kyle Hotzar.
After the election in November, Solomon Pena reached out and contracted someone for an amount of cash money to commit at least two of these shootings.
A huge tree fell in Sierra Madre, California this morning, knocking out power. Dean Cloud heard the tree go down.
Got up at about 5:30 in the morning, was watching TV, and then all of a sudden there was a huge spark that I saw that lit up the sky right outside of our deck, and the next thing I know, the power went out.
The discovery of documents marked classified in multiple locations linked to President Biden could hurt the president politically, says CBS News political director Finn Gomez.
Even though it is too early to really see the political impact, it may actually leave a mark. The president first found out about this in November 2nd, and it took him, 2 months till we all knew about that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. No matter where you're listening, on the app, streaming, to the podcast later, on a radio, thank you for tuning in. And a reminder that if you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the other parts that you missed as a podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. While you're there, rate and review us. Because that is an important thing to do
as far as
people finding our show and
spread the word,
spreading the word about our show. So as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789.
Got a couple of texters checking in from the 323. We were talking about Martin Luther King Jr. was stabbed before he was assassinated.
Yeah.
And I don't know that this is accurate, but this is what the 323 says, that King had to go to a Catholic hospital because the other hospitals would not take people of color. And when we were talking about Uhura, Nichelle Nichols, who was the actress who Dr. King changed her mind from leaving the show.
Yeah.
Tom from West Dallas says there was a controversy on Star Trek when Captain Kirk kissed her.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that, too.
Because when did the loving come down? The 70s?
Might have been early 70s.
When interracial marriage was considered a constitutional right.
That was Loving versus Virginia, right?
Uh-huh. I feel like it was early 70s.
1967.
Oh, there you go. Earlier than I thought. Well, one of the things I always... Because this is always a day where politicians tweet out and use quotes, MLK quotes, to be part of the day. And in the last couple years, there are people try to take his words and spin them for their narrative and try to paint him in the way that we revere him now. That's not always fully accurate as to who he was and what he stood for. And especially the crossing, like, he was becoming more radical approaching his death. And he was also incorporating more work that was beyond just civil rights and racial equality, but specifically starting to hone in on poor people in general and the Poor People's Campaign. And so when politicians like Ron DeSantis invokes King's words when he was proposing the Stop Woke Act, or Mitch McConnell referencing King's speech when he won re-election in 2020, despite the fact that he opposed reauthorization of the Voting Rights Act, or Kevin McCarthy tweeted in 2021, critical race theory goes against everything Martin Luther King Jr. taught us.
Well, going back to DeSantis, they can't even teach about Dr. Martin Luther King in Florida anymore, can they?
I think they passed the Don't Say Gay bill. I don't know what they ended up passing as far as scary CRT.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's just important to remember, especially when we talk about movements of today that are happening across the spectrum of certainly BLM and different abolitionist groups that are trying to change criminal justice reform and all the different things, Colin Kaepernick, as far as the ideas of people who do not have the majority in favorability of the people today that sometimes are controversial, but you have to stay so tuned in to what your mission is and what the bigger goal is that you don't care that there is inevitably going to be a swath of people who do not like you and who have thoughts on how you're going about trying to make change. And just a reminder for everyone, that's exactly what was the reality for Martin Luther King when he was alive. And so the fact that he is now a beloved historical figure who has a national holiday commemorating his birthday was not something that was obviously going to happen at his death.
No.
And during the 1960s, he was a very divisive figure. The last Gallup poll to ask about his popularity during his lifetime, taken in 1966, so less than 2 years before he died, found his unfavorable rating was at 63%.
Wow.
This included 39% of Americans who gave him a -5 rating on a scale, with -5 being least favorable and +5 being most favorable. In the middle of 1964, when Congress was in the midst of passing many of the landmark civil rights laws, King's favorable rating was at just 44%. And his unfavorable rating was 38%. And perhaps even more revealing is that a lot of white Americans thought King was doing more harm than good for the right for civil rights. Because if he would just
be quiet,
you know, that's not the right way to protest. Like, where have we heard that before? So in a 1966 Harris poll, 50% of white Americans indicated that he was hurting the civil rights effort, and a mere 36% said he was helping. And his favorable rating among them was 27% in 1968.
Wow.
So, just a reminder, when he was alive, he was not revered and beloved in the way that people, especially the people who invoke his quotes and his speeches today, would like to remember. Well, we just should be more like Martin Luther King in the way that you protest. And but one of the other things I think is interesting and looked over is his fight for equality for everyone, that it wasn't just about, I mean, largely, of course, so much was about racial disparities and the right to vote and the right to ride a bus and the right to be seen as a human being. But also he was, his larger method, like philosophy, and he was a philosopher, was an opposer to war. He was very against the Vietnam War, capitalism, classism, misogyny, and largely his efforts to uplift poor people and narrow the nation's class divide was what he was focused on in the last couple of years of his life. In Memphis, when he was killed in 1968, he was there supporting striking sanitation workers, like garbage men and like poor people. And I think it's so interesting because it reminded me of, have you heard of the book, The Sum of Us?
I have.
Have you read it?
I haven't.
Oh, read it or listen to it. I listened to it on Audible. So The Sum of Us is not written by him. It is written by a researcher. Her name's Heather McGee, and she's done a bunch of different like works. Like I feel like she's worked in like large economic forums and stuff, and she's a pretty, and if you saw her face, you might recognize her. But The Sum of Us came out in early 2021, and it was her, I think the book starts, if I remember correctly, of why can't we have nice things? And so much of it, at least the story in this country, is because of racism. Because in reality, racism hurts all of us. And in the book, it explores the actual cases where people chose racism to uphold the racial structure rather than policies and public goods that would have been good for everyone. So in the effort to just exclude Black people, we won't have public pools. To exclude Black people, we won't have stronger unions. To exclude Black people, we won't have universal health care. And she goes through, each chapter is dedicated to one of these kind of historical things as far as like what we lose when we buy into the zero-sum paradigm. And that the idea that progress for some only comes at the expense to others. And it was so good. It was such a good book. And I think that is largely what so often we talk about as far as like the divide and conquer. And the reality, when we think about the divisions between races here, is very beneficial for the the owners of society.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
We're a lot easier to handle when we're fighting amongst each others than if we were to actually collectively work together on certain policy issues as far as universal health care, workers' rights, more public goods, more public resources, as far as pooling things for the benefit of everyone versus pointing the finger and saying, well, I'd rather not have it at all if it means that group also gets to have it.
Which is not logical.
No, not at all. We're not logical. We don't make, humans do not. This is the thing with like economists, and I think that's largely been debunked now, is the idea that we are logical, rational actors in our own lives, and we're not at all. And so I think it's one of those things, and why it should be mandatory reading, because she then goes on to, in certain communities where the diversity has actually improved the community, the neighborhood, the city, and understanding that as long as racism is used to divide people, it's going to hurt everybody trapped in poverty, because if they can't unite, they can't change their positions. And in reality, if you still think about to this day, numerically, in just quantitative numbers, not percentages of, but almost twice as many white people in America are trapped in poverty than black people, just as full, like, total numbers, right? Which makes sense, because there are still more white people than black people. But
there are people who will reject that out of hand.
Well, I don't know.
Don't you think?
I don't know what to tell you. Those are the numbers.
I know. This is the reality. This is the data. But there will be people who just will refuse. Again, but of course, we have people who refuse gravity exists. So,
and so the I don't know. I just feel like that's always an important thing to remember of all of the different parts of his work, and not just cherry pick the ones that encourage being colorblind and not judging people off the basis of their skin, which is true. We should not do that, but you can't just cherry pick the things that make sense and like infuse them into your argument. And because he's such a revered character now, get away with it, because without looking at his entire canon of work and what he stood for and what he wanted and all the puzzle pieces.
Right.
And so,
right.
So I don't know. I mean, I feel like I can't recommend that book enough.
Who is the author again?
Heather McGee. And it came out, it's called The Sum of Us, and it came out in February 2021. So the full title is The Sum of Us: What Racism Costs Everyone and How We Can Prosper Together. And so I love that book, and I think it has a lot of lessons that carry through the idea of how we make a better society for everyone, which, again, by the end of his life, is what he was trying to focus on. And it was not just the racial divisions. It was uplifting and uniting poor people across the country into narrowing the wealth gap, which was not even nearly as big as it is now.
It's so much worse now.
And I just think, if you have never heard of that before, look up the Poor People's Campaign. And so with that, any other thoughts on Martin Luther King Day before we move on?
We do have a texter who checked in from the 414. While I never had contact with Dr. King unless I was listening to his talks, I remember Father Grappi and the threats and hatred directed towards him and somewhat the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Father Grappi was very much towards open housing and fairness, and especially people who are different from us, both great men, underappreciated even today. My thoughts on MLK Day. Thank you for sharing that, 414.
And yeah, I mean, all the pictures from all the affordable housing marches and stuff, like, he was basically arm in arm with like Bell R. Phillips and all of, yeah. And so that's maybe another story for what's just around the corner, Black History Month. All right, well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, 5 more ways to improve your life slightly without really trying. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
That we all can be kings. All can be kings.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for isolated rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 37, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for isolated rain showers, highs level off around 39. Overcast again tomorrow night, lows level off around 31. A dusting of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. No, I
can't complain. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And a quick request, if you like our show, tell your friends. If you like our radio networks or the station closest to you, tell your friends. We are a growing show on a growing network, and we can always use your help spreading the word. Nothing is better than hearing it from your friend. You got to check this out.
Word of mouth is really, really valuable.
It is. It is. No matter how many Yelp reviews you leave, just tell your friends.
Yeah.
All right. So we are over halfway through the month, which is...
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
January has just flown.
I don't know where the first 2 weeks went, but we may have to play a little catch up because we are going through The Guardian's 100 Ways to Slightly Improve Your Life Without Really Trying. And how many of these do you think you've adopted so far?
Maybe two.
How's your walks going? Your walks on Monday. It's Monday.
It's raining.
Okay. I stretched this morning.
Did you?
I did.
Well, that's good.
All right. So we are up to number 41. Buy a plant. Think you'll kill it? Buy a fake one.
Well, what's the point of having a plastic plant?
Still looks nice. We just bought it. My mom was in town and we were at Target. And I got for my little background. So when I do the show from home, I have a little nice green plant, but then I don't have to worry about killing it because I might.
Well, now you still got to dust it.
That's true. Just like my Christmas tree.
Exactly.
This one. Oh, I don't like this one.
Number
42. Don't have Twitter on your phone.
Ugh.
I understand that that actually would probably improve your life. Not even slightly, but by a lot. But that is hard. And only check Twitter when you're on a computer?
I guess.
Could you do that?
No. Although I have thought when I was on Twitter over the weekend, because things are not going well on that platform.
Have you noticed glitches?
Oh, my goodness. Now there's no longer latest tweets. Now it's for you and following. So the for you stuff are all people that I don't follow, have never followed, am not interested in following. So this is all algorithm generated, apparently, from what Elon wants you to see.
Well, that's how TikTok works. The For You page is when you just open the app, you don't necessarily follow the things that it's showing you, but those are videos rather than tweets.
Right.
And I haven't noticed that. Is that, I would have to check it out.
I just noticed it yesterday.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. Look for that. Again, it's For You and it's following. There's no longer that little symbol, that little star symbol on the upper right-hand corner where you could get to latest tweets. That's gone. So I've been thinking about this. Twitter may ultimately just die.
For you or in general?
I think in general. Not that someone won't try to recreate it in some form, but what is it?
Oh, they're trying that.
Yeah, I know. And what is the one that you have to sign? You were on a waiting list? I signed up 4 months ago for this. I'm still not on.
Post News or something like
something
that?
Something like that. One of those.
I don't know. I'm just saying I'm not going to have Twitter on my phone anytime soon. So I'm going to disregard that one. All right. Number 43. If you find an item of clothing you love and are certain you will wear it forever, buy 3.
Really?
I don't know. I guess if there's a pair of shoes that you really love, I can understand that. If you can afford it, obviously. But instead of or a sweater or something that inevitably it will wear out, but then by the time it wears out, it'll probably will be out of stock and out of, you know, sure. You can't go back and buy it again.
Well, that's
so if
true.
If you really love it.
If you love it, I guess.
Get a couple. All right.
Get different colors at least.
Maybe. Just be, no, like Steve Jobs it. Just wear the same, wear the uniform.
Angelina Jolie does the same thing.
What does she wear? What's
she wears black and beige.
Oh, beige.
I know.
I can get on board with black, but beige is just like, ugh. 44. Try taking it. Oh, did we already do this? Did we already talk about cold showers?
Yes. Well, that was your brother.
I know, but I thought that was on this list. Number 44 is try taking a cold shower 30 seconds to 2 minutes before your hot one. It's good for your health, both physical and mental. Oh, we already talked about cold showers because I thought we talked about it with, oh, we did. Because number 32 was connect with nature, stand outside barefoot for a few minutes, even when it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
And then we started talking about cold showers.
Not doing it.
So it's on the list. 30 seconds, 10 seconds.
Maybe 10.
Report back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then number 5, text to say thank you.
Definitely.
I'm trying to, I put out as I've been working at my home office and getting it organized, which, you know, only ever lasts for about a couple days before there's stuff all over the floor and I'm disorganized and have to go do a cathartic cleanup, of trying to keep, I've had them forever, these vintage postcards that are all Superwoman comics.
Wow.
And well, I mean, I'm not, the postcards themselves are not vintage, but it's like it's prints of the vintage comic strip.
Okay.
Or comic, like from the comic books. And I'm trying to keep them on my desk to send more notes to people.
Oh, that's really lovely.
We'll see if I actually follow through. But now that I'm pretty much done with my thank you cards from the wedding, that I was like, this isn't so bad. Of just writing a note, getting mail. My mom is great at that. My mom is great at just sending cards, like thank you cards, thinking of you cards. And so I feel like with a postcard, you don't have to worry about the envelope. You can just, and you can write a couple notes. They're really fun.
That's a great
comic
idea.
Books. People, and so I'm trying to like leave them, like instead of having like out of sight, out of mind, leave them on my desk so I can see them and be reminded to do that.
No, that's a great idea. There is nothing better than getting stuff in the mail that's not a bill or an advertisement.
I know.
And I really do think that there are generations who are missing out from a love letter you're waiting for from your sweetie across the country. And just that anticipation and then the joy when it finally showed up. There was nothing like it.
Trying to think. I feel like I have some letters from high school. Especially because, I mean, you know what I probably now? I bet kids don't write, I just thought of this. Kids probably don't pass notes in high school, like in school.
No, they
school.
Text.
And they just text now.
Yeah.
I used to have an entire box, like a shoebox, a decorated shoebox, of course, with like collage and magazine cutouts and whatever. And I would keep all of my notes.
Really?
From middle school and even into high school. We fold them in little like triangle football things and how we pass them to each other. And I would keep, I kept all of them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I don't still have them, I don't think.
That's too bad. It would be priceless to go back and read them.
They may be tucked away somewhere in Wisconsin Rapids in the attic of my parents' house. But I just remembered that. And it makes sense that they don't pass notes. They don't get in trouble for passing notes because they're just texting each other.
And they get in trouble for that.
Sometimes. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, David Haynes will be here for the full hour to talk about journalism, Wisconsin, and retirement. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Since you've been mine, getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is he's never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.